From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of Aleppo was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days. The attack came as Syrian government forces and their Russian allies pressed their deadly offensive to recapture the city. A spokesman for the Syrian American Medical Society said the M10 hospital was hit by at least two barrel bombs as physicians performed emergency medical procedures on a small group of patients. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say about 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo. Government forces pressed their offensive Saturday on the edges of a key neighborhood in the northern part of the city. The monitors say at least 20 people, including six children, were killed in airstrikes elsewhere in the rebel sector of Aleppo. Residents of Jamaica are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive, powerful storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. Matthew has sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour and is the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean in 9 years. It is forecast to make landfall on Jamaica's southern coast Monday. Andrew Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
So what we are trying to do is to get our citizens to comply in their own interest, which would certainly save resources having to be deployed in a time of emergency when it would be difficult to respond.
Forecasters have issued a hurricane watch for portions of Haiti. Cuba has declared a state of emergency in 5 eastern provinces. This is VOA News. Turkey's president has warned that his country had reached the end game on its decades-long EU membership bid. Speaking to lawmakers at the opening of the parliamentary session Saturday, Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was time for Brussels to decide whether it wanted Ankara as a full member, adding that Turkey is ready. He said in the last enlargement process, especially countries whose democratic and economic situations can't even be compared to Turkey's are getting into the EU fast, while Turkey has been kept waiting for 53 years. This shows the real intentions of the EU towards us. There's no need to try to get the upper hand with sleight of mouth and diplomatic word games. Erdogan criticized the stalling of a visa liberalization deal, which was supposed to come into force this month, this saying that the stance is a declaration that the European Union does not wish to keep the promise it made to Turkey. He told Brussels that it needs to start allowing Turks visa-free travel to the European Union this month in order to honor the deal reached with Ankara to stop thousands of migrants from crossing the Aegean Sea to Greece. At least 2 people were killed and 6 others wounded when a car bomb targeting Somali security forces rocked the capital Mogadishu Saturday. A security official told VOA Somali service that a car filled with explosives detonated outside a restaurant used by security forces who work at a nearby prison that's run by Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency. Shortly after the attack, the Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement, the group said it carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at the prison. Pope Francis rounded up his visit to Georgia with a trip to an historic town and another meeting with Georgian Catholicos Patriarch Ilya II on Saturday. Speaking at the 11th century Svetikos Veli Cathedral, the seat of the Georgian Orthodox Church, Francis told the Patriarch that he hoped for reconciliation between all Christians, Catholic and Orthodox alike. Earlier, the pontiff said Mass at Tbilisi's main stadium. A small turnout of about 3,000 people attended after the Orthodox Patriarch said that Orthodox believers should not attend. President Barack Obama has urged the U.S. Congress to pass legislation to provide paid sick leave for people who do not have it. During his weekly address, the president said many households need paid sick leave because both parents have to work. According to the White House, a record share of private sector workers now have access to paid sick leave, but nearly 600,000 employees do not. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.